Ennio Morricone par le chœur de l'Opéra et l'Orchestre national du Capitole. Toulouse, mercredi 16 avril 2025, quartier de la place du Puy, salle de concert, la Halle au Grain. À l'occasion du concert hommage au défunt compositeur de musique de film Ennio Morricone, qui sera présenté le lendemain au public toulousain, l'Orchestre National du Capitole et ses 60 musiciens, ainsi que les 36 choristes du chœur de l'Opéra National du Capitole, se placent sous la baguette de Frank Strobel pour une répétition générale qui proposera un programme autour de l'œuvre de celui que l'on surnommait Il Maestro. Hors champ de concert et vestibule sonore, numéro 12. Dans les coulisses de l'installation et des balances. Où l'on s'ajuste, s'accorde et s'équilibre. Où l'on se cale avec la salle et son acoustique, afin que la restitution au public de la création se déroule dans les meilleures conditions et rende justice à la vision de l'auteur.
Bonjour, je suis Fernando Carmena.
Fernando Carmena.
Je suis l'harmonie de Ennio Morricone.
Vous parlez espagnol?
Si.
Yo también.
Ah, qué bien. Porque mi francés es horrible. ¿Va a grabar usted el ensayo?
Sí, a lo mejor se lo habían dicho, ¿no?
No lo sé. Como ha tenido tanta comunicación, igual lo he perdido.
No.
¿Es para archivo?
No. La idea es hacer un documental de 30 minutos.
¿De audio solo?
De los ensayos solamente,
ah,
no del concierto.
Ah,
o sea, como la gente se prepara lo último.
Sí, no, ah, pues muy bien. Sí, sí.
Y vi la entrevista en el magazine de la Orquesta del Capitol.
Ah, sí, no lo he visto todavía porque acabo de llegar.
Ah, ¿y de dónde llega usted?
Vengo de Leipzig. Que hemos hecho un primer concierto de Morricone esta temporada.
Ya.
Con Frank Strobel también dirigiendo la MDA Sinfonía Orquesta y fue anoche. Entonces hemos volado esta mañana y hemos llegado hace un rato aquí a Toulouse.
¿Y usted es el curador? No, la persona que ha preparado la selección de los temas.
Yo he preparado la selección junto con Benoît Daldin y trabajo en Film Philharmonie, que es la institución que tiene una cooperación con el Morricone State para hacer esta forma innovadora de presentar su música con lo desconocido, con lo conocido, con la música de concierto, de una forma que es bastante inusual y que además pues descubre la música a partir de los manuscritos originales, de las orquestaciones originales y muchas cosas que nunca se han interpretado antes en concierto. Por ejemplo, en este que tenemos aquí en Halle au Grain hay una suite de 18 minutos que es Cámara Obscura, que prácticamente nada de esa suite se ha tocado nunca en concierto.
¿Esa es la primera parte?
Es el final de la primera parte.
Yeah.
Y
¿qué tal le va el francés?
Fatal. No sabía que me iba a entrevistar, o sea, si es que no...
Bueno, es que fatal. La canción se dio.
Sí, sí. Sí que, pero bueno, que no contaba con que me iba a entvistar, que me iba a sorprender.
Yo tampoco. ¿Eh?
Ya. No, como lo he visto con el micrófono, digo, igual es para... Pensaba que era del sonido por la... De los técnicos, del sonido de la sala.
Es que yo reconocí la foto de que está en la...
Ah, claro, es que yo no lo he visto, no sabía ni que tenía foto, entonces no lo puedo decir. ¿Ah, sí? No lo sé. A mí me llamaron un día por teléfono y ya está. No sabía que iba a salir.
O sea que usted acaba de llegar y se va mañana.
No, nos vamos, hacemos dos conciertos. Me voy el sábado, claro. Sí. Y el maestro Strobel ha llegado hoy también. Y ahora es el primer ensayo. Que está también la soprano, Ganja Ben-Gur Axelrod, que es maravillosa. Que están los extras, digamos, los guitarra eléctrica, bajo eléctrico, sintetizadores, o sea, hay toda la paleta de orquestal de locura de Morricone que han tenido aquí en Toulouse la gracia de poder otorgarla al programa.
Es una situación un poco excepcional, entonces.
Pienso que sí, porque combinar en una sala así, que no sea una arena de conciertos como el propio Morricone tendía a dirigir los conciertos en su última etapa, ¿no?, de su vida, sino en una sala un poco más asequible, donde hay una cercanía con la orquesta, donde la mayor parte de la música se puede hacer en acústico, amplificando solo algunos instrumentos, pero no toda la orquesta. Eso es bastante inusual. Morricone lo ha hecho algunas veces en vida, en su ciudad natal, pero se hizo menos de lo debido, yo creo. Y ahora, pues, la familia tiene una nueva idea de cómo presentar la música, y parte de esa idea es traer las salas de concierto y orquestas de nivel internacional, como es la capital de Toulouse, y tener una forma de acceder a la música totalmente distinta, desde el contenido y desde la forma de interpretarlo, claro. Y ya está. Bueno. ¿Cuál es su nombre, por cierto?
Me llamo François.
François, también puede un placer. Fernando.
Le estoy tomando tiempo ahora, ¿no?
Sí, no, tengo que subir arriba, sí. Pero bueno, luego lo que quiera, y si tenéis más información, tenemos aquí un poco los programas y todo.
¿Arriba para qué? ¿Para
porque cómo todo suena? Algunos instrumentos, o sea, la orquesta no está amplificada, pero algunos instrumentos sí que se han amplificado. Para llegarlo a una cierta proximidad con la experiencia que la música de Morricone tiene cuando se grabó en la sala de grabación, que es una situación distinta a una sala de concierto. Pero claro, él trabajaba mucho él finalizaba muchas composiciones en la sala de mezclas, que él tenía formación de música de vanguardia, de música concreta, y entonces muchas veces el final de la composición, de las dinámicas, etcétera, se construía. Y eso no se construye con la acústica de la sala, ¿no? Hay piezas que sí, como la primera de todas, la Arietta Ferramonti, es como una pequeña sinfonía de Mahler en 4 minutos, o el ostinato Richard Carey, pero ni Imagine, que es una pieza de concierto, no hace falta nada. Pero otras piezas sí que conviene, por ejemplo, la guitarra eléctrica, la mandolina, la guitarra acústica, sintetizador, o sea, hay que dar pequeños matices para que floten por encima de la masa orquestal, porque si no quedan ahogados, claro. Son pequeños detalles, no es toda la orquesta amplificada, ni mucho menos. Solo 10 o 8 instrumentos que merecen un pequeño relieve, ¿no? Y ya está. Sí.
Bueno, no le toma más tiempo porque...
Bueno, muchas gracias.
Nos vemos luego.
Muy bien.
Good evening to all. First of all, I would like to say good evening to the choir. Welcome. To the orchestra. And good evening also to our soloist, Janja Benko-Axelrod. We will now jump a little bit to the program because, of course, my idea is to play first the pieces with the choir, that you have to, not to wait endless. So that's the goal. Generally, what I would like to say quickly, what we play this annual Monocono program is very, very special. Because after this step that's now possible really to look in this aspect of all what was survived. And Morricone always his two faces. The one is as a composer for film, what we know him, of course, mainly, and he composed 500 films in his life. I was very, very busy with that. But on the other hand, during his whole life, from the 50s till to his death, he was always writing music for the so-called absolute music, classic music for the concert podium, but also a lot of choir music, etc. A lot of chamber music, interestingly, too. And the goal is now with this a concert is to present the two sides in a way, so really have to see, so what's the interchange between his work for the film and the podium. And a lot of the material you have on the desk now, and also for the choir, is freshly edited, because there's a new edition of the Morricone pieces, all done on the on the base of the manuscripts of the what is in the estate of Morricone. So all the project is done in a very close collaboration with the family of Ennio Morricone. And I would like to also to introduce the creative director of the program and creative director of European Film Philharmonic Institution Berlin, who is also responsible, and together with me for the program, Fernando Carmena. If you have any complaints about the material or whatever, here. Okay, so that's as an introduction. So I know the time is a little bit shorter, but I wanted to say that in the beginning. We are starting with La Modernità del Mito nel Cinema di Sergio Leone. Okay, so in two. One,
that's very important. Can you just have a time, please?
a balance for you of the choir to the rest?
I think the choir is very well balanced, I think.
Well balanced for you.
Because they are.
So, because for us it's a little bit, sometimes a little bit hunger.
The song, this piece in particular could be a bit louder sometimes, but crisp. Only there.
Yes, yeah, okay, that's the same one we are
doing. It's a big block.
We have just a little question. 312. Can you sing the mezzo forte, please? Mezzo forte, not mezzo piano. Mezzo forte, and then you have the diminuendo where it's written, and then all is fine.
Okay.
Okay, we leave it. So we continue. 3, 4, 8, please.
We stay here?
We can stay here.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Sorry,
okay.
Mr. Strobel, how do you feel about your French?
Oui, my French. Bonne question.
Can
ça va, ça va.
An interview in French?
No. Okay. Ce n'est pas possible. Ce n'est pas possible. Oui, je suis vraiment désolé. Mais pour l'expression spéciale, ça.
Okay, so let's go in English.
For the interview, it will be better.
Okay, so can you quickly present yourself?
Yes, myself. I'm Frank Strobel. I was born in Munich. I'm living for a very long time in Berlin. I'm a conductor. I started conducting 35 years ago. I come originally from the opera, but I started also early to have an interest in film and music because I discovered very early the enormous repertoire of music for films. If it was for the silent film era, so the very beginning of the film history, but also for the sound films, there's so many good scores written for a film, and we didn't know so much about that when I started in the 80s.
Scores were not recorded.
Yes, no, not only, also the scores who were in the films, but we are not so aware about the composers who were behind, about the music itself. And since the 80s and the 90s, there's a kind of a renaissance and also a focus also for the musicians, for the orchestras. And that was something I was very passionate in, really fighting for it, that we see that the music for films is also the music of the 20th and 21st century for orchestras. As I'm speaking about the symphonic film music, of course, as I'm not about the rock, pop, etc., which is, of course, film music can be mean a lot, but I'm speaking about the symphonic music for film. And for me, that was a bit strange because I thought that's so much good music and we didn't know so much about it. So I started really to fight for it and to give justice to the composers.
So here we are now in Toulouse. What is going on tonight and the next 2 days?
Yes, so what we will play here now is, of course, we make a kind of homage to Ennio Morricone, one of the greatest composers of the 20th century for film, but not only. And that's also a little bit the idea, to show the work of Ennio Morricone in his different facets of music. And because, of course, he wrote more than 500 films, which is really an amazing work. There were some years where he was writing the music for 20 films, 25 films per year, and he created a sound, the Morricone sound. We recognize immediately when we have the Italo-Western or so, we can hear some seconds of his music and we recognize Morricone. Yes, and we really wanted to bring him in the focus as one of the most important film composers, but also as a composer for contemporary music, for concert music, because he wrote a lot of concert music and even chamber music and music for choirs, etc. And I think that's important to understand the personality of Morricone. So what we do is we play some very famous scores of Ennio Morricone, but at the same time we make a little bit of a discovery through his work, and to surprise the audience here and there. But I'm quite sure that will be a very intensive evening. And what is very typical when we look here now to the stage, of course, we have the classic orchestra setting with nearly 100 musicians on stage, but we have a lot of extra instruments like the guitars, which is very important for Morricone. We have a kind of organ sounds. We have the piano, of course, and then the choir. The choir and one singer, the soprano, is very important, especially for the Western music of Morricone. So we are all united here to celebrate Morricone.
You were talking just before, this is a kind of première fois.
Oui, that's a première. There's some premiere. We have one block in the concert. We call that camera obscura. So that's a kind of a genre where we put some film musics together. And most of them were never played in the concert before in the world. So that's never ever. So that's really a premiere here in Toulouse. And the project itself, that's a collaboration between the Ennio Morricone estate, so that's in fact the family of Ennio Morricone, and a cultural institution in Berlin, that's the European Film Philharmonic Institution. And we started now this project to make a new edition of the scores, the music of Ennio Morricone, to be able to play that in a proper way in the concert hall. So that means we had careful looks into the documents, the manuscripts, the sketches, as all what is in the archive of the family of Morricone, and to edit new music material, orchestra material, scores for concerts. And actually here in Toulouse, that's mainly the beginning. There was yesterday, there was a concert in Leipzig in the Gewandhaus. We did also with a focus on Morricone, but now after Toulouse, there will be a lot of orchestras who are following. So we are starting here mainly. And that's the reason why we have some of the scores for the first time on stage. But I think that what is very important to understand, that you have to be serious with film music. That means also in the preparation, in the edition, in the research. You have to be very serious, very careful, and to be respectful with the music of Morricone. And that's the goal, and that's the goal of the family and of the European Film Philharmonic Institution. And I hope that the audience will appreciate.
Okay, Mr. Strobel, thanks for your time. I know
you're very,
very
welcome. Yes, and finally a bit tired because I was conducting yesterday in Leipzig in the Gewandhaus, and it was a live broadcast in all Germany on the radio.
And you're just arriving.
And I was just arriving in the afternoon. I took the very first possibility at 6 o'clock in the morning to come to Toulouse. So
what a life.
Yes. Yeah, that's a little bit hard, but of course that's the life of a conductor, of musicians, and whatever. We all have a very privileged profession, and so we have to be very thankful for all what we can do.
Okay. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
C'était Ennio Morricone par le chœur de l'Opéra et l'Orchestre National du Capitole. Hors champ de concert et vestibule sonore, numéro 12. Dans les coulisses de l'installation et des balances. Un documentaire radiophonique d'anthropologie sonore et musicale par François Berchenko. Avec la participation de Fernando Carmena, curateur de concerts philharmoniques, de Frank Strobel, chef d'orchestre, de l'Opéra National du Capitole et du chœur de l'Opéra National du Capitole. Prise de son réalisée à la salle de concert La Halograin à Toulouse durant le début de soirée du mercredi 16 avril 2025 durant la répétition générale du concert hommage à Ennio Morricone par l'orchestre et le chœur de l'Opéra National du Capitole sous la direction de Frank Strobel. Un programme radiophonique réalisé pour la série Starting Block, diffusé sur le réseau national des radios Campus.